AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
As New Orleans recovers from the New Year attack on Bourbon Street, Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick says officials held a private memorial service.
We laid 14 yellow roses down for our 14 victims.
The area has now been reopened. Meantime, the FBI says evidence now shows suspect Shamsuddin Jabbar was solely responsible and had professed allegiance to the Islamic State. His younger brother, Abdur Rahim Jabbar, tells AP,
he has been isolated in these past years and exposed to what I would consider extremism, and some type of radicalization.
The FBI also says it cannot tie the attack to the Tesla Cybertruck explosion in Las Vegas. Sagar Magani has more on that investigation.
Officials believe the man in the truck was Matthew Livelsberger,
a Green Beret operations sergeant,
on approved leave from a special forces assignment in Germany.
The individual had sustained a gunshot wound to the head prior to the detonation.
Clark County Sheriff Kevin McMahill says they believe the explosion did not cause the intended damage.
Sort of vented out and up,
with the steel-sided truck absorbing much of the force.
The level of sophistication is not what we would expect from an individual with this type of military experience.
ATFE Special Agent Kenny Cooper, 7 people suffered minor injuries, and the blast didn't even hit the hotel's doors a few feet away. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Supporters of South Korea's impeached president have gathered outside his residence in Seoul, vowing to protect him. Corruption investigators are seeking to detain Young Suk Yeol over last month's brief martial law decree. In the college football playoff, Notre Dame beat Georgia 23-10 in the Sugar Bowl. They'll play Penn State at the Orange Bowl in Miami on January 9th. This is AP News. President Biden's awarded the second highest civilian medal to Liz Cheney and Congressman Benny Thompson. Lisa Dwyer has a report.
The most important title in America is not president, but citizen.
Cheney and Thompson were leaders of the congressional investigation into the Capitol riot January 6, 2021.
Elizabeth L. Cheney, for putting the American people over party. Benny G. Thompson, for his lifelong dedication to safeguarding our Constitution.
President-elect Donald Trump has previously said that Cheney and Thompson should be in jail. The Presidential Citizens Medal was created by President Richard Nixon in 1969 and is the country's second highest civilian honor after the Presidential Medal of Freedom. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.